Hello, brothers and sisters, and welcome once more to Food for the Journey. Today we take a look at the readings for Wednesday, and they are quite the readings, so I want to give you a little background first. In fact, Magnificat magazine has probably done the best job, so I want to read a little paragraph of what they have written. Just as the trees beg for one of their own to come reign over us in the first reading, we are easily tempted by the illusion of being self-governing rather than ruled by the wisdom of God's plan. Sadly, buckthorn is an invasive species that outcompetes native plants for light and moisture, degrades wildlife habitat, and contributes to erosion. For us, there is good news. God himself becomes man so that we might have an anointed king of our own stock. He is incomparably generous and never tires of his efforts to make us flourish in his vineyard, the kingdom of heaven. Keep that in your mind now as we take a look at the readings today. The first one is taken from the book of Judges, chapter 9, verses 6 to 15. All the citizens of Shechem and all Beth Millo came together and proceeded to make Abimelech king by the terebinth at the memorial pillar in Shechem. When this was reported to him, Jotham went to the top of Mount Gerizim and, standing there, cried out to them in a loud voice, "Hear me, citizens of Shechem, that God may then hear you. Once the trees went to anoint a king over themselves, so they said to the olive tree, 'Reign over us.' But the olive tree answered them, 'Must I give up my rich oil, whereby men and gods are honored, and go wave over the trees?' And then the tree said to the fig tree, 'Come, you reign over us.' But the fig tree answered them, 'Must I give up my sweetness and my good fruit and go to wave over the trees?' Then the tree said to the vine, 'Come, you, and reign over us.' But the vine answered them, 'Must I give up my wine that cheers gods and men, and go to wave over the trees?' Then all of the trees said to the buckthorn, 'Come, you reign over us.' But the buckthorn replied into the trees, 'If you wish to anoint me king over you in good faith, come and take refuge in my shadow. Otherwise, let fire come from the buckthorn and devour the cedars of Lebanon.'" Brothers and sisters, how easily we can get swayed from following the Lord. We can say we're following the Lord, but then make up our own ideas what following the Lord is. Brothers and sisters, please, please do what God asks of us. This is the way we get home safely. Really, brothers and sisters. "Lord, in your strength, the king is glad," says Psalm 21. "O Lord, in your strength, the king is glad. In your victory, how greatly he rejoices. You have granted him his heart's desires. You refused not the wish of his lips. For you welcomed him with goodly blessings. You placed on his head a crown of pure gold. He asked life of you. You gave him length of days forever and ever. Great is his glory in your victory. Majesty and splendor you conferred upon him. You made him a blessing forever. You gladdened him with the joy of your face." Oh, brothers and sisters, God loves us so much. And when we turn aside to so many other things, we have our priorities in our life, and God might be mentioned in them, but God should be the very first that we seek to follow. Brothers and sisters, we want to be a people who follow the Lord first. There are other good people in this world that have positions of importance, and yes, we need to obey them, but the one we absolutely obey in all circumstances is God Himself. In Christ, He comes to us. And Matthew chapter 20, verses 1 to 16, Jesus told His disciples this parable. The kingdom of heaven is like a landowner who went out at dawn to hire laborers for his vineyard. After agreeing with them for the usual daily wage, he sent them into his vineyard. Going about 9 o'clock, he saw others standing idle in the marketplace, and he said to them, "You too, go into my vineyard, and I will give you what is just." So they went off. And he went out again around noon and around 3 o'clock and did likewise. Then going out about 5 o'clock, he found others standing around and said to them, "Why do you stand here idle all day?" And they answered, "Because no one has hired us." He said to them, "You too go into my vineyard." When it was evening, the owner of the vineyard said to his foreman, "Summon the laborers and give them their pay, beginning with the last and ending with the first." When those who had started about 5 o'clock came, each received the usual daily wage. So when the first came, they thought that they would receive more, but each of them also got the usual wage. And on receiving it, they grumbled against the landowner, saying, "These last ones worked only 1 hour. You've made them equal to us who bore the day's burden and the heat." He said to one of them in reply, "My friend, I am not cheating you. Did you not agree with me for the usual daily wage? Take what is yours and go. What if I wish to give this last one the same as you? Or am I not free to do as I wish with my own money? Are you envious because I am generous? Thus the last will be first, and the first will be last." Brothers and sisters, this is really quite a reading. We think if we've followed the Lord from the very beginning, then we're holier and better than people who come after us. We think very good of ourselves, but not necessarily our neighbors, or not necessarily other people that we might see. And Jesus is telling us, when we begin to serve Him, He will give us eternal life. Really serve Him, thought, word, and deed. He will give us eternal life. Maybe someone came along very late in life and again promised God that from this day forward, not knowing how long he had to live, "I will follow you for the rest of my days." This is the way God works, and it's the way we need to work, that those who have gone before us will, I pray very much, will be in heaven, and that we may join them in one day in heaven. Brothers and sisters, we're so much like this gospel tells us. We're so much like that. "Gee, I worked 8 hours. Why are you only worked an hour and you got the same that I got? My goodness." Well, people will say that. It's not fair. It's not fair. But what the Master had said was, "Follow me. Do what I ask of you. If you are outside, come in and work gladly, and don't worry about what I give to others. What's important is what you have done and what you have given, and if God wants to give us each the same wage, which hopefully is eternal life, that we're going to be there saying thank you and embracing." The Master has a right to be generous, totally generous. We're so confined that we only think, "Oh my goodness, oh, I didn't get as much as he got, or I worked harder than he did. But the master had said, I will give you your just wage for the time that you have worked. Brothers and sisters, I don't know about you. Maybe it's my time in life, but we often think about heaven, or do you? Do you think about heaven? I wonder who I will see. But first of all, I want to see Jesus, and I'll probably just want to stay there if I get to heaven. And we can't assume it, because God knows every thought we've had, every act. He knows it all. But brothers and sisters, if we follow him one day, we will see him. You will see him. And you won't just catch a glimpse. You'll see him. He will be with us. We will be with him is probably a better way of saying it. Brothers and sisters, I'm sure I have a little time in purgatory. I hope not hell. But brothers and sisters, let us listen to the Lord. Your life isn't over when you die here. Your life is just beginning. And you want it to be a life that will be glorious, that you'll see those you love and be with them. But your main goal is that you will follow Jesus in everything. And when we make mistakes, and we do, when we make mistakes, just say to the Lord, please forgive me. I've done that even when I've, you know, just made a short remark to somebody because I was in a hurry. I'll just say, Lord, forgive me. Because it's the Lord who's there. The Lord is with us. He sees everything we do, and he hears every word. And I want us to be a people who follow him. If you haven't before, decide now. You don't have to be sanctimonious or holier than thou. We need to be a people who are seeking to follow the Lord as best we can in every day. That's all we can do. If we do that, and if we confess our sins, we will see him in heaven, you and me. I don't know about you, but I've said this before. If I get to heaven, when you get to heaven, we want to be able to meet together, to be together. I'm sure God would allow that for us. I want to be with him and with all of you. So let us ask God to bless us now and make us a people who really put him first in our lives, in our daily conversations. Please, brothers and sisters, let us draw nearer to him. God bless you.
For a free copy of my booklet, Hope in the Midst of Suffering, please call our toll-free number 1-800-282-4789. That's 1-800-282-4789. Or go to our website, renewalministries.net/FFJ. That's renewalministries.net/FFJ.